Hey everyone, and welcome back. I have to say, the crypto space just threw us a real curveball. Noxa, that massive memecoin launchpad on the Robinhood chain, just completely pulled the plug on July 11. No warning, no official statement, just gone. It's a pretty dramatic end to what was honestly one of the most exciting, if incredibly short, runs we've seen in a while.
It's definitely a shock, especially when you look at the numbers. In just 2 weeks, Noxa pulled in over $12 million in launch fees. More importantly, it was the primary engine that pushed the Robinhood chain's decentralized exchange volume past the $4 billion mark. That's not just noise. That's real, concentrated economic activity.
Exactly. And part of what made it so magnetic was just how accessible it was. They lowered the barriers to entry, gave creators these rapid deployment tools, and suddenly you had retail capital and pure speculative momentum flooding in. It created this incredible, self-reinforcing cycle of new tokens launching, traders jumping on board, and liquidity just growing day by day.
But that sudden silence has, of course, sparked a lot of speculation. While the team hasn't said a word, we can look at a few very plausible reasons. We're likely seeing a mix of market saturation after that initial frenzy, potential regulatory scrutiny aimed at speculative platforms, or even just the sheer technical strain of handling that much concurrent traffic. It's also possible this was a deliberate strategic pivot, handing operations back to the chain's native development team.
Honestly, it feels a bit bittersweet. On one hand, developers with queued projects are left facing immediate uncertainty, and traders might feel a temporary cooling-off period as that rapid influx of new tokens slows down. It's always tough when the music stops so abruptly.
It does highlight a structural reality we're seeing more often in crypto. Third-party launch platforms tend to pop up during bull cycles to capture that early momentum, but they often step back once the underlying blockchain proves it has enough traction and stability. It's a life cycle pattern, but it does underscore the inherent fragility of models built heavily on short-term hype.
That's a fair point, but I'd argue the bigger picture is actually pretty encouraging. Despite Nox's exit, the Robinhood chain itself looks incredibly resilient. Hitting that $4 billion cumulative volume milestone proves they've successfully onboarded a massive user base and built deep, sustainable liquidity. The foundation is solid.
Agreed. The chain's core development team is now in a strong position to either integrate those launch functionalities natively or partner with more established, long-term platforms. This keeps the ecosystem growing without relying on temporary, hype-driven intermediaries.
So, looking at it all, Nox's rapid rise and sudden disappearance really serve as a fascinating case study in modern DeFi. It just shows how quickly a well-timed platform can capture attention, generate serious revenue, and accelerate a blockchain's adoption.
It absolutely does. But more importantly, it drives home the industry's urgent need for transparency, regulatory compliance, and sustainable infrastructure. We can't just rely on rapid, momentum-driven expansion if we want this space to mature.
Couldn't have said it better myself. As the market continues to evolve, the lessons from Noxa will definitely shape how future launchpads operate. I'm really hopeful it pushes us toward more integrated, transparent, and long-term development models. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Always a pleasure. Let's keep watching how the ecosystem adapts.